Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1704. 3 Steps for Hunger Control and Fat Loss by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find all of them. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 3 Steps for Hunger Control and Fat Loss by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. I truly despise dieting. Allow me to rephrase that. I despise the notion that you must starve, be miserable, and exist in a general state of deprivation, all in the name of losing body fat. I also don't like strict rules or guidelines because they clash with my personality. You'll know what I mean if you read My Battle with Disordered Eating a while back. I don't like spending much time thinking about my diet, and so I prefer simple tips that I can easily follow and tailor to my life. Furthermore, most people experience negative emotions when they think about losing fat via diet. That's why people exclaim, "Ugh, I have to go on a diet so I can lose this fat," instead of jumping up and down in excitement while fist pumping and screaming, "Woohoo, I get to go on a diet," and writhing with anticipation. Heck, if dieting were that fun or easy, then most people would succeed in their fat loss endeavors. Alas, it's not quite that easy, but I'm here to proclaim that it's not that hard either. I haven't dieted in years, even though I've gone through periods where I intentionally decreased my body fat by tweaking my nutrition. The same thing can be said for my clients too. We just don't diet. If you sneer at the thought of traditional dieting, then I welcome you to implement these 3 easy steps that will allow you to control hunger and lose body fat. Those 2 goals, in my opinion, go hand in hand. Step 1, eat more protein. Center your meals around protein, first and foremost. Protein is great at increasing satiety, meaning you'll feel fuller and satisfied longer. For example, several years ago, I used to eat 2 giant bowls of cereal every morning for breakfast. This was high in carbs and low in protein and fat. However, within a couple hours after eating, I'd be hungry again. Nowadays, I may eat a large bowl of cottage cheese with some fresh fruit for my first meal of the day, and I won't even think about food until dinner time. That's because this bowl of cottage cheese with fruit is high in protein, low to moderate in carbs, and low in fat. Side note, right now I typically eat a large bowl of cottage cheese or Greek yogurt with some fresh fruit in the early to mid-afternoon, and then eat my main meal at night, which is quite large. Keep that in mind. Therefore, a super simple trick for increasing satiety, and therefore helping you lose body fat because you won't be ravenous all the time, is to center your meals around protein sources. Foods like grass-fed beef, pasture-raised eggs and poultry, wild-caught fish, and other natural sources work well. I also eat cottage cheese and Greek yogurt, but if you don't tolerate dairy well, you may want to focus on the other foods previously mentioned. Hunger taming test. Want to experience just how filling high protein foods truly are? Here's a simple hunger taming test. Eat 2 cups of Greek yogurt and maybe a cup of strawberries or other fruit just to add taste variety. This meal will only be about 320 calories total, which isn't much. However, you'll consume a whopping 46 grams of protein. 30 minutes after you eat this mini meal, tell me how you feel. I'm willing to bet you're not hungry. Give this a try and let me know what happens. Okay, eat more protein. Got it? Good. Let's move on. Step 2, eat your veggies. Okay, step 1 was easy squeezy. Just focus on eating protein. Step 2 is just as simple. Eat your veggies. Vegetables are good for you. Duh. We all know we should eat more vegetables, but are you actually putting this knowledge into action? After you load up your plate with some tasty protein, pile on your favorite veggies. If you don't have favorite veggies, you need to start experimenting. I recommend having at least 3 veggies that you can always rely on, just in case you don't feel like experimenting. Some of my favorites are steamed asparagus with butter and fresh squeezed lemon juice, a baked sweet potato, or a stir fry of fresh, seasonal, local vegetables. Some grass-fed butter is a simple trick for making vegetables much more tasty. You may need to experiment a little or a lot to discover what your taste buds prefer, but it will be worth your while. Sneaky veggie trick. I won't lie. Sometimes I don't feel like chewing on a salad for 20 minutes or munching on a stalk of broccoli. That's when I like to use a little trick for getting in my veggies without sacrificing taste or my jaw muscles. Casseroles are a great way to accomplish this. For example, I absolutely love my egg casserole. It tastes amazing and is loaded with fresh vegetables like peppers, onions, zucchini, sweet potatoes, and whatever else I choose to incorporate. The crock pot is another useful tool. All you have to do is throw in your favorite protein source, like a grass-fed beef roast, and toss in your favorite veggies, like green beans, carrots, onions, and potatoes. These are a favorite combination of mine, and you're good to go. So far, we've discussed eating more protein. Check. Eating your veggies. Check. But what to do if you're still hungry? And step 3, if you're still hungry. So, what do you do if you implemented step 1 and step 2, but you're still hungry? Actually, you need to ask yourself, are you truly hungry? There's a huge difference between hungry and just wanting to eat more. If you don't want to refill your plate with meat and veggies, I suggest you eat fruit or other all-natural foods. One of my favorite combinations is apple slices and nut butter. Or sometimes I'll just eat raw nuts or maybe beef jerky. I don't really care as long as it's real natural food. You can also enjoy typical forbidden diet foods, such as chocolate. Have a sweet tooth? Then indulge in some 85% natural dark chocolate. Not only do you get to tame your chocolate craving, but you'll get a kick of antioxidants as well. Please note, I said 85% chocolate and not a plain old Hershey bar. I recommend sticking with 80% chocolate and higher, as it contains less sugar. If you eat a grass-fed steak, some asparagus, a baked sweet potato, and then finish off with an apple, I'm willing to bet you won't be the least bit hungry for a long time. As I mentioned earlier, I only eat twice per day, with the majority of my food being consumed at my evening meal. Yesterday, for example, I ate a large bowl of cottage cheese with an orange after my training session. My main meal at night consisted of my egg casserole and half a bar of the dark chocolate with a little natural peanut butter. Why do I do this? No reason in particular. It just works for me, and I enjoy it. Additional fat loss tip. Though you may want to tame your hunger and lose body fat, I strongly urge you to let go of the fat loss mindset. Contrary to popular belief, you don't have to focus on fat loss to experience fat loss. You shouldn't focus on and worry about losing fat for extended periods of time. You just listened to the post titled 3 Steps for Hunger Control and Fat Loss by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I used to counsel patients on their weight and teach weight management classes, I would say many of the same things Nia mentioned in today's post. I would first remind them to make sure that half their plates were filled with non-starchy vegetables, like green leafy, orange, or red veggies, and at least a quarter of their plate should have some form of lean protein. Now, this works great for lunches and dinners. For some, it can be tricky to follow this rule for breakfast. The other quarter of the plate should contain a whole grain. I would then tell them that when they sit down to that meal, start by eating the veggies and protein first. Then treat the whole grain, or basically the source of carbohydrate, like a dessert, and eat that last. This will help make sure that you get in those servings of veggies, and by eating the protein along with it, you won't feel as hungry after. In fact, I would often tell patients that whenever they have a snack, if it contains carbohydrates, have some protein with it. Just as Nia described, she'll often snack on apple slices, but not just apple slices. She'll add some nut butter along with it. The apple slices are the carb and the nut butter the protein. By combining protein with carbs, it will help you stay fuller longer. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.